the Gemara on the bottom of Samach Vav Amud Aleph has the Memra of Rava. Tavur linasei v'nispaisa tzvicha sheteshev shiva nekiyim. That if a woman is proposed to for marriage and she acquiesces, she has to sit shiva nekiyim. Says Rashi, Shema machmas taivas chimud ra sadam. We're concerned that because of the emotional because of the emotions that overcome her at that point, perhaps that led to a Re'ias Dam. Now the Gemara quotes a Maisa of Ravina, who was marrying off his daughter to Rav Chanina, marrying off his son to Rav Chanina's daughter. And then the Gemara indicates that originally they said they would get married in 4 days, and then they added another 4 days, such that there's a total of in excess of 7 days from the Tfiya Linase before the wedding took place. What's this concern of Dam Chimo that requires a waiting period of Shiva Nikiyim? So the Rashba explains over here, both in the Chidushim on Samach Vav Amud Aleph and in the end of the Torah Sabayis on Dav Hey Amud Beis and Vav Amud Aleph, that we're concerned Shema Chamda Umachmas Chemda Rasa, and maybe she had this expression, this feeling of chimud, which led to Re'ias Dam. The Afila Badka Matza Tahora, Choshishin Shema Rasa Dam Tifa Gachar Dal Venevda. Even if she doth a Vedika, and it turns out that there was no Dam that was evidenced on the Vedika, nevertheless, we're concerned that maybe she saw a Tipas Dam Gachar Dal, and that Dam somehow was lost, and she is Tumeya as a result of that Dam. So we're concerned that the Chimud led to some Re'ias Dam, and even if there's no Dam that is evidenced by Vedika, we're still concerned that maybe, nevertheless, there was such a Re'ia. So the Rashba says, and most Rishonim have this formulation, more or less, that we're concerned of some Re'ias Dam, even a Tipa Kechardol, and whether or not you do Vedika and find any Dam, you still have to be concerned for this din of Dam Chimud and count Shiva Nikiyim. There is a position of the Raviyah, which is quoted in the Tshuvas Maimonios, both in the Tshuvas Maimonios Simen Aleph in Isurei Bia, the first Tshuva in Isurei Bia, as well as the Hagos Maimonios Tefus Kushta. Right, the standard, there are two versions of the Hagos Maimonides. One is printed on the bottom of the standard Rambam, and the other one is appended at the back of the Frankel Rambam. The second one that's not on the page is the Defus Kushta, the Constantinople edition of the Hagos Maimonides. So there, it is in Perek Yud Aleph Alachates. But the Hagos Maimonides in both places quotes a Raviyah, who writes, the concern is Shema Rasa Tipas Dam Velava Daita. Maybe she saw a Tipas Dam due to this Chimud and was unaware of it. But Im Amra Bari Li V'gam Badakti Atzmi V'yom Tviya. But if she says it is clear to me that there is no Re'ias Dam, and she did a Vedika on the day of the Tviya, Lo Haitha Tzricha Shiva Nekiyim Ela Nivela Slalt. If she doesn't have to wait Shiva Nekiyim, she could get married that very same day. So that is the position of the Raviyah, and he writes that he passed in that way Lamaisa, that if a woman is able to do Bedika and ascertains that there's no Dam visible, then she doesn't have to come Shiva Nekiyim, she can get married right away. But most Rishonim assume that even with a Bedika and nothing turning up on the Bedika, there still is a din of Shiva Nekiyim. The Rishonim are bothered by what appears to be a contradiction between our Gemara here on Samach Vav Amud Aleph and the Gemara on Daf Kaf Amud Beis. The Gemara there has a series of episodes from various Amoraim who were able to discern that a certain Dam was Dam Chimud, and Paskin on the basis that it was Dam Chimud. So the probably simplest understanding of that Gemara is that the fact that the Amoraim were paskening something as Dam Chimud as opposed to regular Dam Tameh indicates that Dam Chimud is Dam Tahor and does not pose a problem. That is the position of a Yesh Mefarshim quoted in the Rashba. That Yesh Mefarshim appears in the Ran and the Meiri as well. The Rashba's presentation there on Daf Kaf Amud Beis is that Dam Chimud is really Tameh. After all, our Gemara indicates here on Samach Vav Amud Aleph that Dam Chimud requires Shiva Nekiyah. So obviously Dam Chimud is Dam Tameh. And what was going on in the Gemara on Daf Kaf? So there the various Amorim were just indicating their proficiency in identifying kinds of blood, or the source of blood, or the reason for blood. So they were able to identify certain blood as being Dam Chimud, but Lamaisa, whether or not it was Dam Chimud, had the same effect that the Dam was Tameh. That is the position of the Rashba, the position of Rov Rishonim. And the Yesh Mefarshim that he quotes says, no, that Dam Chimud is indeed Tahor. And the only reason, this is the formulation of Meiri, the only reason that we're Mahmir on the din of Tavu Linasei is because we're concerned that maybe there is Dam Nidus that got mixed up together with Dam Chimud. That is that is not the Rashba. The Rashba quotes the Yesh Mefarshim that way.
Who is that?
I'm sorry?
Eric, who is that?
That's the Meiri. Okay, so the Meiri says that fundamental, or it's the Yesh Mefarshim, the Meiri. The Yesh Mefarshim, the Meiri, Yesh Mefarshim, the Ran, and the position quoted and rejected by the Rashba, that fundamentally Dam Chimud is Dam Tahor. And the only reason that we're Machmer and Tavu Linasei is because we're concerned that maybe there was Dam Tameh that got mixed up with Dam Chimud. Meaning Dam Chimud comes min Estadim, it comes min Haliyah, doesn't come from the Makor. And we're concerned that that Dam may have gotten mixed together with other Dam that did come min a Makor, as opposed to the Rashba himself, that no, we're concerned that Dam Chimud itself is indeed Dam Tameh. Okay. So there is a machlokas we showed him as to whether the din of Shiva Nekiyim that is caused by Dam Chimud or Tavu Linasei, does that have all the trappings of a regular Shiva Nekiyim? Do you need to do Hafsik Tara? Do you need to do Bidikos on every day of the Shiva Nekiyim? So before we explain the Shitos here, an important Hakdamah, the Torah Sashlamim points this out in Sif Katan Gimel, as does the Darkei Tshuva in Sif Katan Yudbeis. Again, Torah Sashlamim, Sif Katan Gimel, and Darkei Tshuva, Sif Katan Yudbeis. They point out that the whole discussion here as to whether the requirements of Shiva Nekiyim are more lax than a regular Shiva Nekiyim are talking about a woman who Belav Hachi is Tahora. Nowadays, when our practice is that single women do not go to the mikvah, so a normal young lady getting married, who's of the Sula, is Tmei Anida anyway, because she never went to the mikvah for her nidus, and then she requires a regular Shiva Nekiyim with all the bedikos like any regular situation. The whole nidon of Dam Chimud and whether the requirements of bedikos are more lax are talking about where a woman otherwise is tahara, and the only issue that needs to be addressed is that of this chumra of Dam Chimud.
Can we talk about the rivash at the beginning of that?
Right.
That non-married woman should not go to the mikvah?
Correct.
So, so in Rava's time,
right,
they weren't knowing some of the Tara anymore.
Right.
So why were they going to the mikvah?
So, number one, the particular instance that the Gemara has there in Zama Vav is about a katana, right? So the katana is a katana never needed to go to the mikveh because she was never a nida, and therefore she's only going because of Dam Chimud. In that particular situation, Dam Chimud is the only consideration. Though we don't know whether what the extent of the application of this was Bimei Hamaram necessarily, whether there was a more widespread practice for Pnuyas to go to the mikveh or not. I don't know. So
isn't the issue that she's getting married?
The issue is she's getting married. But if she has to go to the mikveh anyway, Alf Nida, right? So she has to be Noveg Shivanakiyam Al Snida, independent of the Tavuli Nase. Tavuli Nase is a Chumra. Even if a woman is Tahora anyway, right? We're still concerned that the Chimit is going to lead to some Dam, and you have to be Noveg Shivanakiyam out of concern of that Dam, right? But if she's a Nida anyway, so you don't have to grant her that. She has to be Noveg Shivanakiyam Nishim Nidusa. Good? Okay. Fine. So then the whole discussion here is only really relevant, let's say, in the situation of Misalek Estamim or a Zakena, someone who is not Tameya anyway. And the only reason to be concerned about a Tahara process would be because of Dam Chimer. Okay, be that as it may. So the Rashba, both in the Torah Sabayis and the Chidushim here on Daf Samach Vav, assumes that a woman who has to cow in 7 days because of Dam Chimud, a woman who was Tavua Linase, does not require Hefsek Tara, nor does she require any Bedikos. She just has to cow in 7 days, but there's no need for any Bedikos to be performed during those 7 days. And that may be the pashtus of the story on Samach Vav Amud Aleph. Because what happened there? Ravina instructed that they wait for 4 days, and then he said, "Oh, let's wait another 4 days." So there's no indication there that there was any hefsek tara before the first 4 days, and there's no indication that there were bedikas anywhere, and the whole there was no explanation during the first 4 days. That the reason they were waiting was because of this notion of tavuli nasek. So at least from that story in the Gemara, there may be different girsos, but the way it's presented in our girsa, according to that story in the Gemara, the simplest indication would be that there is no evidence of a requirement for hefsek tara, nor for bedikos during the period of these shiva nikiyah. Now the Rush asks on the Rashba, the Rush here in Perek Yud Simen Dalid, the Rush asks, if you don't need bedikos, then what is the whole point of Shiva Nikiyam? What is the significance of Shiva Nikiyam without accompanying bedikos? So we haven't yet done Siman Kuf Sadivav, so we'll obviously have to see more when we learn the matters Bim Komam. But that's the Rush's kasha here. What is the relevance of Shiva Nikiyam if it's not accompanied by bedikos? So the Rush thinks, like the Ravid and the Ramban. Now, the Ravid is in the end of Shar HaSefira, and the Ramban is in Perek Gimel, I think, Halacha Yud Beis, in the Hilchos Nidah, Ramban, Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud Beis. So they are all of the opinion that you do require bedikos during the 7 days. They hold you don't require Hefsek Tara, but you do require bedikos. Why would you not require Hefsek Tara? So the Raiva there gives two reasons. Vahatam, okay, this is the Raiva Bale Nefesh Sof Shar Hasira. The Raiva writes, Vahatam, Nenesha Eina Riyas Vadai Ela Safek. So the whole requirement for the Shiva Nikiyam because of Tavu Linase is based on a Safek. And because it's only based on a Safek, so then we have license to be more Mako about certain details. Inami kim lehu l'rabbanan didam chimud davar muadhu. Now the Rabbanan assume or have a tradition that even if there is dam chimud, it is of very limited quantity. Ukimi shehefsika b'tara damya. And it's as if there's already a de facto hefsek tara. Meaning, I think, that the concern of Dam Chimud, the way the Rabbi presents it here, is not that there is going to be a continual Re'ias Dam during the 7 days. The concern is that at the point of Tavu Alinase, there may be Re'ias Dam Chimud, but that is of minimal quantity and is a one-time occurrence. So there's no concern that after that initial point of Tavu Alinase, there's going to be further Dam Chimud. And therefore, for all intents and purposes, it's ke'ilu, there is a de facto hefsek tara. The point of a hefsek tara is to determine that there's no more re'ias dam. So de facto, we know anyway that there's not going to be any further re'ias dam, and therefore there's no need for a hefsek tara.
Just why would you need the shivnikiyam?
Why would you need the shivnikiyam? Okay, so let's talk about that in a minute. That may be definitional to what shivnikiyam is. Okay, in the Sefer Mereshis Moshe, he points out that there should be nafkamina between these two reasons of the Raivad. Again, according to reason number one is that it's only a re'ias safek, and reason number two is that it's of minimal quantity without any concern of subsequent re'ia. So the Mereshis Moshe thinks the nafkamina might be, let's say we actually see the dam that comes out. So if it's a matter of re'ias safek, so then it's not a suffix. There's dam vadai. Then maybe you would require a hefsek tara. If it's that kimlahu dam chimud is davar muahu, that it's only a small quantity and we're not concerned that there's going to be any further dam, so then even if you saw it, we're still not concerned that there's going to be any further dam. The fact that you actually saw dam doesn't increase the likelihood of any subsequent re'ia. So Mereshis Moshe just points out that at first glance that should be an afkamina, and he wonders why no one among the poskim raises this question. Parenthetically, so even though this is the position of the Raivid that you don't need a hefsek tara, I think there is a mashmos in the Lashon Raivid that maybe you still do need a hefsek tara l'chachila. The Raivid's Lashon is even though she didn't do a hefsek tara, so feras shiva chutz miyama tviya v'tavela, she still continues to count shiva nikiyim and then goes to the mikvah. So that is a little bit of mashmos there. Even if she didn't do a hefsek tara, then she can continue with shiva nikiyim, but maybe lechachila she does have to do a hefsek tara. The Rav's explanation is why b'di'evet a hefsek tara is it ma'akev, but maybe l'chachila you would require a hefsek tara. That's not how the Rav is typically presented. And in the Ramban, who espouses the same shita, there the Ramban I think is more befeirish that you don't even need it l'chachila, because the Ramban has a lashon of eina tzricha l'bedikas hefsek. That eina tzricha is l'chachila, there's no need for a hefsek tara. Even though the Ramban earlier in that line had language that was more like the Raivid, so I'm not sure if this is a proper diyuk or not, but I think there is a mashmos in the Raivid that maybe l'chachila you would require a hefsek tara. There is such an opinion in the Ran that a hefsek tara is required even in the case of tavua linase. Okay, so what is... Okay, so we have the Shita Sarashba that you don't require Hefsek Tara and you don't require Bidikas during the Shiva Nikiyam. We have the Shita of the Raivid, Ramban, that you and the Rush, that you do require a Bidikas during the Shiva Nikiyam, but you don't require Hefsek Tara. And there may be another position in the Ran that you even require Hefsek Tara.
That would be the edit.
What would?
The Ran Shita that Hefsek Tara would be required.
The possibility of the Ran that a hefsek tara would be required would possibly even be likuva. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, Shal.
Isn't there a difference between the Rush saying you need shiur b'dika every day versus...
We'll get to that. I'm not... right. For the moment, I'm not getting into whether the requirement of b'dika is to have some b'dika during the Shiva Nikiyam or b'dika every day. But that is a sum machlokas where the Rush requires a b'dika every day and the other Rishonim may not. But for our purposes now, at least until now, that's not the focus. Okay. So let's just talk a moment about the machlokas, the Rashba and the Rush, as to whether you require bidikos during the Shiva Nikiyam for tavua linase. The Sidrei Tara in the end of Sifkat and Beis over here in Siman Kuf Sadi Beis Sidri Tari suggests that maybe the machlokas Rashi and Rashir is based on a more fundamental machlokas as to the nature of Shiva Nikiyam. Namely, when it comes to Shiva Nikiyam in general, do you require kavana? Do you require intent that the Shiva Nikiyam accomplishes something? Or do you not require any intent for the Shiva Nikiyam to be effective? So if you require kavana for the Shiva Nikiyam to be effective, then that may go hand in hand with the requirement of the dikos. Whereas if you don't require kavana, at least in our case, in our situation as the ruling nosei, so maybe you don't require bedikos anyway, you can assume that there is a de facto hafsek tara and there's no need for subsequent bedikos. Meaning, is there any value to Shiva Nikiyam? Absent bedikos may depend on whether Shiva Nikiyam requires active kavana, and we'll discuss that more when we get to Simen Kuf Tzadi Vav. Rav Osner in Tshuvas Shevet Halevi Chelik Beis Simen Tzadi Aleph, Shevet Halevi Chelik Beis Simen Tzadi Aleph, has the following analysis. That when it comes to Dam Chimud, there are potentially two separate issues that are of concern. Issue number one is that at the time of the tviya, that may create some emotional situation that is going to lead to re'iyas dam. So tavuli nasei, at that precise moment of the tviya, there's a concern of dam chimud. But that concern of dam chimud is a one-time situation. And even if you did all the bedikas in the world subsequent to that, it wouldn't necessarily prove that there wasn't Dam Chimud at the point of Tavuli Nasei. Maybe Tavuli Nasei, there was a minimal amount of Dam Chimud, the Dam was Nevda, so you can do B'dikos the rest of your life, but that will never prove whether there was Dam Chimud at the moment of Tefillah. That's consideration number one. Consideration number two is that as the clock continues to tick, and the woman gets closer to getting married, so then there is another or a further emotional situation that could lead to further re'iyas dam. And that's what the Rush indicates, that the closer you get to the wedding, the more concern of dam chimud there is. And that would be assisted by bedikos. If you do bedikos continuously every day, so then you'd be able to ascertain whether there is any further dam chimud that is coming out. So Rav Osner's analysis is that according to the Rashba, we're only concerned about situation one and not situation two. The concern of dam chimud is only that potential re'iyas dam at the moment of the tviya linaseh. So that is going to require midrabanan shiva nikiyim. But the reason for the Shiva Nikiyam is only because maybe there was originally Dam, and that Dam was Mitame, and then that requires Shiva Nikiyam. But we're not concerned about any subsequent Riyas Dam during those Shiva Nikiyam, and therefore you don't require further Bedikos. But according to the Rush, we're not only concerned about the possibility of Dam at the time of Tviya, we're also concerned that maybe there is further Riyas Dam Chimud as we get closer to the wedding, and in order to deal with that, we require Bedikos during the entire period of Shiva Nikiyam. Okay, so that's Rav Osner's analysis, that maybe the Rush and the Rashba are fundamentally arguing about what is the extent of the concern raised by Dam Chimud. So what do we assume lahalacha? The beginning of Simen Kuf Tzadi Beis. Nona mimachar asiyam ha-tviya ve'ein asvicha hefsek tara. So we do not require a hefsek tara, says the Mechaber. She'af al-pi shelo badka biyom ha-tviya lehafsek betara. Nona miyom ha-machras zayin nekiyah. That even without a hefsek tara, you continue to count zayin nekiyim. Umi yotzvicha b'dika tal zayin. So the Mechaber paskins, you do require b'dikos during Shiva Nikiyim. The Mechaber doesn't indicate how many bedikas. Do you need bedikas every day like the Rush or not? So hold on to that for a moment. Then the Ramah says, Kol Yom L'Chachila. Right, that's the position of the Rush. So the Ramah says that you do require bedikas on a daily basis L'Chachila. U'miyu b'di eved and lo batka atzma rakam achas tot zayin sagi. B'di eved, if you only do one bedika during Shiva Nikiyim, that is sufficient. Says the Shach over here, Sivkat and Beis. Zal Beis Yosef, the Das HaRosh, L'chachila Mi Yatzricha Lidda B'chol Yom Yashiva. According to the Rosh, you require bedikas every day. Mi Yuvidi Eved B'pam Achas Shivarka Tov Shiva Sagi. The Bidi Eved is sufficient to have one bedika during the 7 days. So the Shach points out, that's the Rosh L'shitasa. But we assume that the minimal threshold, the minimal number of bedikas you need during regular Shiva Nikiyim is 2 bedikas, in which case that should be the din here as well. Okay. Again, this is only relevant for a pure Dam Kima situation, not a situation of a regular Kala who needs to go to the mikvah Mishum Nidusa anyway, when then everyone would agree we require the full Shiva Nikiyim with the full Bedikas. Okay. The Taz here, yeah.
So just to clarify, in general, Zayin Nikiyim, we know what that woman needs, meaning the rush that we generally need a minimum of 2 bedikas over that period. So he's basically saying the same thing would apply here.
Well, the rush himself holds that Bidi Eved in general, Bishiv and Nikiyim, you only need one. And the Shach says, we assume Lalacha that you need minimally day 1 and day 7, so that would apply here as well. Good. Okay. The Taz is bothered by the following question. The Taz here in Sifkat and Aleph, why is it, or how is it, that the requirement of Shiva Nikiyim for Dam Chima didn't come into play in the Maisa of Yehuda and Tamar? Right? He quotes the Gemara in Sot and Daf Yud, that there was a conversation between Yehuda and Tamar, ascertaining that Tamar was Tehora. But why didn't Yehuda have to wait for Shiva Nikiyim because of Tavua Linase? Yeah. What?
It's way before the Chodesh Rebbe Yehuda there.
Right. So the Taz answers. The Taz has basically two answers. I'm sorry?
He didn't ask her to marry him.
That is the answer that the Taz doesn't give. Good. What? I'm sorry?
It's also an answer, though.
That's the Chavis Taz. Okay, let's go slow. Good. So that's essentially the Kash of the Taz. He doesn't... He presents the answer before the question, so I guess that kind of blunts the question. But he says, he quotes in the Magen Mishnah on the Rambam in Perek Tes, sorry, Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Yud. And the Magen Mishnah points out, the Rambam basically says it, that this is a Takanas Chachamim. This is a later Chumrah. Where the Rambam writes in Halacha Yud, the Kalad Varma Eilu Chumrah Yisera Shenagu Babanois Yisrael Mimei Chach Mei Atalmud V'ein Lasser Mimen El Olam. This is a Chumrah Yisera that we need to uphold. Okay, but this Chumrah did not exist in the time of Yehud and Tamar, and he also raises the situation of Rus and Boaz. Okay, so that's the Taz's first answer. And then the Taz says, where did this come up? When was this Dinder Rabbanan promulgated? So he thinks that it happened in tandem with the Chumras and Xeris HaKsomim. It can't be that it happened at the same time as Chumrah Benosis Olav Rebzera, because that was even later. And here we already find this was in practice in the time of Rava, and Chumrah Benosis Olav was only accepted fully after Rava. Okay. And then the Taz says the second Teretz, Miyad Kishen Nispayis Yehuda Uboaz Asa yu imahem b'mita. V'havi luhu lei kamishi yesh lo pas v'sila. That if there's no time that elapses between the tavu l'inaseh and din together, so then there's no din of dam chima. Dam chima is only a concern where there's going to be some time lapse. But if there's no time lapse, then there's no chumra of dam chima. So the Chavis Das takes issue with this distinction of the Taz. The Chavis Das is in Sif Katan Aleph, and it is quoted here in the Piskei Tshuva, Sif Katan Gimel. So Chavis Das in Sif Katan Aleph says as follows. Lefiyani Yisaiti Nira Pashit. V'lo chashu chazal rak b'chima shel nisuin. The whole concern of Dam Chimud is where we're heading towards a Nesuah. Shechimud Gadol Yesh V'mashi Yikaru L'Hashem Nesuah. That what prompts the Chimud? It's the anticipation of being considered a married woman. Tavla Mesa. Aval L'Viya Shel Znus Ein L'Chimud. But if there's only Znus, so then there's no concern of Dam Chimud leading up to Znus, or leading up to Bia, not in the context of Nisuin. After all, Lo Masinu, that every time a person is going to have Bia with a Pilegesh, so we have to be concerned about Dam Chimur. A Pilegesh is no Nisuin, no Kedushin. So there's no concern of Dam Chimur absent a context of Nisuin. So says the Chavis Das. That's the answer for Yehuda and Tamar. There's no context of Nisuin. There is a strange tshuva quoted in the Darkei Tshuva. Darkei Tshuva in Siv Katan Zayin. I forget who he quotes. Some Mechaber Tshuvas who once paskind that a woman whose husband was away on a trip and then suddenly came back to town has to count Shiva Nekiyah because of Dam Chimur. And the Darkei Tshuva rejects him and says, Lo Masinu such an idea in any posek. But that, whoever that was, seemed to be saying that even if it's not leading up to Nisuin, even any Stambia in certain contexts may precipitate Dam Chimud, but that's not how we assume. It is interesting to note, though apropos of that Shita, Rabbi Reis has an article on Dam Chimud in one of the Kol Tzvi, so he pointed, made the Sa'ara, that if you look at the Gemara that we referenced earlier in Daf Kaf Amud Beis, one of the exchanges there of the Amoraim about Dam Chimud was Bali Haya Baderech V'Chamadativ, that the source of the Chimud, Dam Chimud, was where a woman related that her husband was on the road out of town and she experienced chimud for her husband. So that sounds on some level like there is a concern of dam chimud even post nisuin, although that may be where there actually was dam that was seen, because we're not concerned shema there'll be dam chimud in any situation other than tabuli nasi. But Lamais, if there was Dam, so maybe that could be attributable to Chimud, to the extent that it's relevant to know where the Dam came from. Okay. The Gemara indicates the end of the story of Ravina and Daf Samach Vav, that the din of Dam Chimud applies both to a Gedola and to a Katana. So even a woman who has never yet seen Dam, a girl who's not yet Bas Mitzvah, who never saw Dam before, so it's unlikely that the dam here is dam nidus, Nevertheless, we're machmir on this din of dam chima to require shiva nikim. The Gemara isn't explicit about the opposite situation, about a misulakas damim, a postmenopausal woman who would never be seeing dam nidus anymore anyway. But that is befeirish in the ra'ah in the bedek habayis. The ra'ah in the bedek habayis on daf vav amud aleph in the standard printing writes lo shna ktana v'lo shna gedola. So that we have in the Gemara lo shna zekena afal gav de misulake has damim. The din of tavuli nase shivanakiyim dam chimur applies even to a misulake damim, even to a zekena where there's no dam nidus to speak of. And nevertheless, we have to be machmir on dam chibur. Then the Beis Yosef in the end of our siman, which is quoted lalacha in Siv Hei, the end of the siman, quotes from Rav Shlomo, the son of the Tashbeis, that this then applies to Masir Gushasu as well. That even though you might have argued that there's no chibur if you've already been married to this person and then you get divorced and remarried, so there shouldn't be a concern of chimud over there. Nevertheless, the fact that they were divorced and now getting back together again could still precipitate chimud.
Excuse me.
And the din of tabuli nase applies to that situation as well. Rabbi Avadia in the Taras Abayis, page Tuf Ayin Dalit, quotes as much from the Tashbeis himself, who has the following line. V'chein zekena, that's what we saw in the Ra'ah, a woman who's misalachas damim, u'mafsir grushaso, and the master grushaso as well, afilo haisaminika, even if the master grushaso is also nursing. So as Rav Avadia points out, that's a tartan litivusa. That two reasons not to be concerned about dam. Number one, master grushaso, so maybe you shouldn't be concerned about dam chimur. Number two, she's a misalakas damim because she's a manika, so she's not seeing dam anyway. And nevertheless, the Tashbeit says, even where you have the tartu litivusa, you still have to be machmir on the din of dam chimur. So says the Torah Sashlamim here as well in Se'if Katan Tes. Torah Sashlamim Se'if Katan Tes. The Piskei Tshuva in Se'if Kata Ches over here quotes a Tshuva Saradvaz. Tshuva Saradvaz, Chelek Dalet Simen Resh Samach Gimel, Chelek Dalet Simen Resh Samach Gimel. He addresses the following situation. So we just said the din is that Mafsir Grushaso still requires Shiva Nakiyim for Dam Chimut. What if it was a Mafsir Grushaso where it was all a scheme from the beginning? Meaning they got divorced. The way he presents it is that he took some kind of shvua that was mechayiv himself to divorce his wife, even though if you divorce your wife because of the shvua, that could potentially be isoy. So whatever the situation was that they dealt with the isoy situation, so he's mechayiv the shvua to divorce his wife, but it was understood from the beginning that they're going to get remarried. So in that situation, are we concerned about dam chima? Lest you think that nothing like this ever happens, I got the following. Someone called the Bezdin a few weeks ago and wanted to know, is there a din of Havchana for Mafsir Grushaso? Right? In general, when you someone gets divorced, so she's not allowed to remarry for 90 days, that's a din of Havchana. So that's Befeirish in Shulchan Aruch, that Havchana doesn't apply to Mafsir Grushaso. So that was the question that was asked, but it's a simple answer. But apparently the story was, there was this guy in Eretz Yisrael who, I'm changing some of the details to protect the guilty, but he was involved in some kind of, there were creditors after him, chasing him, and he would have been able to avoid the creditors by leaving the country, but he couldn't leave the country because of the creditors, but he had some scheme to be able to leave the country, divorce his wife, which would allow him to stay out of the country and then remarry her elsewhere. So however that works, but that's essentially the Shiloh the Ravaz. So the person who called didn't ask about the Dam Chimud in that situation, but Dam Chimud potentially would be a concern, even though Afchan is not. So the Ravaz thinks that it really depends on the details of the situation. If there's a full understanding from the get-go that they're going to get remarried right away and there's no suspense, so then he thinks that there's no din of dam chimud. If there is any suspense, there's no guarantee, so then dam chimud would apply. And he says he can't necessarily believe the woman's representation about what her expectations were, so he has to have some objective way of verifying what the understandings were. So in a case where it's all milifnim and they're just getting divorced to get remarried to chase the creditors away, so then the din of dam chimud wouldn't necessarily apply.
Yes, sir. So practically, we said that dam chimud probably only applies to Katana because anyway, the gadol is going to have to sit shivikim for Anita, correct?
Unless she's a misalegas dam and Mura
Zakena. Right. Okay. So, all right, so this would be another example, meaning in the gureshes, nasi gureshesa might also have been. Depending on the timing of it.
Nasi Rishasa could be a postmenopausal woman where...
I mean, even if it was not, but it could be that she had gotten... I mean, there wouldn't be a Shem and a Kiyam issue for her.
Because depending where it is in the cycle. Correct. Yes. Okay. What about the requirement of Shem and a Kiyam for Dam Chimud for a secular couple? A couple that come Bali Tshuva. They're civilly married, and then they want to have a proper chuppah v'kiddushin. So does that proper chuppah v'kiddushin, the halacha chuppah v'kiddushin, trigger a tavu alinase that would require this din of shivin akim for dam chimud? So this is a machlokas between Rav Avadya and Rav Osner. Rav Avadya in Taras Abayis, page Taf Ayin Zayin, assumes that if you have a secular couple, a Jewish couple, that were living together without chuppah v'kiddushin, and then they decide to have a proper chuppah v'kiddushin, so even though they've been living together as husband and wife, the new halachic status of chuppah v'kiddushin creates a halachic tavu alinase, which would carry with it these halachos. And Rav Avadya says this is essentially a tshuvas haradvaz, radvaz chela gimel simen taf kaf gimel, Chela Gimel Simon Tuf Kaf Gimel, where the Radvaz was asked about a Jewish fellow who was living with a single Jewish woman, and she got pregnant from him, and now they want to get married the Chuppah V'Kiddushin. So the Radvaz answered that there you do require Shiva Nikiyim, even though they already had a pre-existing relationship, but now they're moving towards Nisuin, and therefore the din of Tavuli Nase would apply. Now, theoretically, one could distinguish between the case of the Radvaz and our situation, in that the Radvaz's case, there is no conception of marriage here at all. You know, the question that we were raising is they're civilly married, so they're living together as husband and wife. In that case, it was a casual relationship without any context of marriage, even in a secular law sense. But Rav Avadya assumes that that distinction is not significant, and he is machmir on the shayla based on the Radvaz. Rav Osner in the Shevet Alevi, which Rav Avadya quotes, is Nakel. Rav Osner is making the following situation as well. There's a Dagom Rav Avin Hilchos Geiris, Yaradeya Simon Reish Samach Tes. The Dagom Rav Avin is famous for the first point, but our concern is the second point. The din is that if you have a Ger V'Giyores, let's say a non-Jewish man and non-Jewish woman who are married together, or married to each other rather, and then they both are megayu together, so there's a din of havchana, that they have to wait for 3 months, they have to separate for 3 months, lahavchin bin zeresh and izah v'kedusha, lezeresh and izah shelo v'kedusha, to be able to identify whether a potential child was born to a Jewish father or to a non-Jewish father, at what point was the child conceived. Okay? So there's a din of havchana by Ger v'Gioris that are Megayir together. The Dagom Rav Avin is Mekel that din of Avchana doesn't apply to a Misalek Estabim Tezakena. that if the woman in question is already postmenopausal, she's not seeing dam, so there's no concern about her getting pregnant. In that situation, even though avchana, when it comes to gittin, when it comes to chalitza, those dinim of avchana are all subject to low plug. When it comes to gevis, you don't have the same low plug because it's only the derabanan, and there's more grounds to be makel. So that's the famous dogma mirvav about avchana that were makel by a zakena. The second part of the dogma mirvav says that what about let's say a situation where you do have avchana, so you have the non-Jewish couple who are converting together and they separate for 3 months after the geiris, before the geiris. Are we concerned about dam chimud when they get back together again? So the Dogma Mevava writes that since they separated, adaita dahachi to get back together again, there's no concern of dam chimud. So Rav Vosner writes along those lines, and he's quoted as saying along those lines, it's there's a tshuva in Chelek Yud Simen Reish Lamed Gimel, and Rav Vosner is quoted in the Sefer Geiris Kol Chasa by Rav Stern from Bnei Brak, who was on Rav Vosner's Beis Din. So in the back, he has a series of tshuvas. So in Simen Kaf Aleph, in a letter written to Rav Yitzchak Stein from Rav Yitzchak Ross Beis Din in Bar Park, I just spoke to him on the phone this week. So in a tshuva to Rav Stein, he writes that there's no concern of dam chimud by a gioras that was living together with a Jew. You know, a Jewish guy is living together with a non-Jewish woman, and then she converts. So maybe you should say, well, now they're going to have a proper halachic kiddushin. Now she's Jewish, so you should require the din of shivan akim for dam chimud. So Rav Vosner there is mekel that since they were living together chayi ishis beforehand, even though it was in a different context, there's no din of tavua linase.
That also means that if it's a non-Jewish man and Jewish woman, it would be the same?
If it's a non-Jewish man and Jewish woman, it would be the same. If they're living together, chayishas, there would be no din of tavua linase. That's Rav Vosner's position. I seem to remember, I couldn't find it today, but I seem to remember Rav Vosner having a different tshuva in a situation of a woman about to get married who believes herself to be Jewish and then finds out Erev Lechatzin that she's not Jewish and then undergoes a geirus, call it a geirus l'chomer, if there's some suffix about her status, that because now she becomes Jewish, that creates a new, you have to start the clock again for tavu l'inasek. So that seems to be against these Jewish. I couldn't find that this morning, so if I find it, I'll try to bring it to your attention for next time. Okay, so I went a little over time. Next time, we will, Iris Hashem, continue with more in Simon Kutsari Beis. We'll focus on Sif Beis. When do we start the clock for Tavuli Naseh? And then we'll talk about Chupas Nida in Sif Dalet.